Okay, I'm here with Simon Wright, drummer with Dio Disciples and Queensryche. Hi Simon, how are you doing?
Hi Alison, I'm doing fine, thanks. How about you?
Great, yes, I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I hear that you're in California right now. I hope you're staying safe from, there's been some fires over there, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's smoky and stuff, you can see it in the air, but no fires have come close, thankfully, to where I am. But, yeah, there's a lot of thousands of acres have been burned and stuff, a little bit to the north of me. So I think they've got it under control now, so it shouldn't be, they're getting things back together now, as normal as it can be, you know.
Oh, well, that's good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, then. Okay, to start with, before we move on to the main topic, obviously a few days ago we heard the sad news about Jeff Hanneman's death. Would you like to share your thoughts on Jeff with us?
It's terrible, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I never got to meet him or say hello to him, but, you know, I mean, Slayer, what a band. I mean, it's terrible. It's, you know, and in the month of May as well, this was when we lost Ronnie as well, so it's, you know, it's terrible. It's awful when great musicians pass away like that. It really is. And I feel for for his family and his bandmates as well. It must be an awful shock to them.
Yeah, must be, yeah.
A really good guitar player, you know. It's terrible.
Yeah, there's so many tributes coming in, so, yeah, it's such a big thing. It was a big shock to everybody, I think.
Yeah, we missed, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, right, so as you said as well, the 16th of May is coming soon, which is the anniversary of the death of the legendary Ronnie James Dio. You worked with him for a long time. Can you tell me how you found it working with Ronnie and how you found him as a person and musician?
It was great, it really was. I'd met him on several occasions before I got the opportunity to actually be in his band, and always found him to be a real gentleman, really smart, really funny guy. And when I got the opportunity to join his band, although the first time was a bit short-lived, I jumped at the chance, you know.
Mm.
I was a bit of a slump with, I was in AC/DC at the time on the verge of leaving, and I happened to get a call through a friend of a friend and hooked up with Ronnie and began playing in Dio. And it was just amazing. I mean, it really was. He's a real fantastic person, you know. He was not only a brilliant singer and songwriter, but just as a person as well. He was very considerate, very humble. He could be a good, you know, a boss as well. He was the boss of the band and stuff, and he could crack when he wanted to, but I think that's all part and part of being a boss of a band and stuff. And
yeah.
No, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It just got better every single year. I mean, we were doing albums together and working with him and Craig Goldie and Scott Warren. We became very tight. You know, it was it was a real family, and you know, it was some of the best years of my career, if you want to call it that. You know, and I'll never forget him. He was just amazing person and a brilliant songwriter and singer, and you know, I think about him every day in a little way, or this little way or that little way.
So many people have said many things about Ronnie and the kind of person that he was. Is there anything else about his personality that nobody has mentioned that you'd like to share with us?
I don't think so. I'd like to say I don't think so, because he was a genuine person, and when you did meet him, you did get the real thing, you know. He could be pissed off with things at times, and then he'd be having a great laugh, and, you know, the amount of hours we spent at bars was... You know, I've lost count, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good laugh, you know, and stuff. And he was the genuine article. I mean, and he had a way of drawing you in. He made you feel like special, I guess, and wanted. And he really listened to what you said. He was a really good listener. You know, you could tell him a story about, like, your sister or your mother, and just, you know, little bits of chat and stuff like that. And he'd see you about two years later, and he'd ask you about your mother and your sister, you know, just little snippets of conversation. He had a brilliant way of storing information in his head.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it was just brilliant like that, and people remembered that.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Special.
Yeah. Okay, so you said that they were really special times in your life. If you could go back to then, is there anything that you'd wish to go back and do to that time?
You mean like in recording out like music and albums and stuff? And
yeah, well, you know, whatever with that period that you were with Dio, yeah.
Not really. Nothing really comes to mind. I mean, working with him in music and stuff, I worked with him in, you know, in construction as well, as I've said before. You know, we used to build a lot of things,
right,
stuff like that, and just do things what blokes do, what guys do, you know.
Right.
But musically, I mean, no, nothing really comes to mind, because it was a real workaholic, and the albums that I got to do with him were pretty much concise. You know, that there was quite a bit of time spent on the songwriting and the demoing and actually recording them and stuff, you know. I think they pretty much all came out okay, you know.
Definitely.
I don't think I'd change anything, to be honest with you, Alison. It was just great, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Okay. So, moving on, you recently joined Jeff Tate's Queensryche. How's it going with the band?
It's going really well. It's going really well, you know. I wasn't sure, I must admit, because there's a lot of controversy going on at the moment in regards to that name.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rudy Sarzo's in there too, and his brother Robert, and we make a pretty good team. And the shows, we've just been on the road. We got back about a week ago. We were on the road for about a month here in America, and the shows were selling out, and people loving what we were doing. And, you know, our interpretation of, we were doing the whole album, Operation Mindcrime, and our interpretation of it, if you like.
Right.
And everybody seemed to like it. I mean, like I say, we weren't sure how it would be received, but it was gone great. It's gone really well. And I'm taking a break on the next leg. I've got commitments to DL Disciples, and we're going to South America for 3 weeks. Ryan Tishy will be filling in for me on the next leg of the Queensryche tour, but I'll be back after that. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you fit it in with DO Disciples. It must make you very busy.
It does. It's a little bit difficult. You've got to keep ahead of the game a little bit and plan what you're doing and stuff like that, and availability and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't be in two places at once, but so far it's working out okay, you know.
And
hopefully I can do the two, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So, as we said, it's, you know, you said there's a bit of controversy. It's unusual to have two Queensryche bands at the same time. There's the one with Toddler Tour and the one with Jeff Tate. So how do you feel about the two differences, and how was it that you joined Jeff's version?
Well, you know, the whole thing to me is, there's, you know, it's about the music really for us, because we're not, me, myself, Rudy, you know, we're not, and Robert, we're not really involved in the politics of it, you know. Mm. We're not in the lawsuit, we're just there to play the music.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of bands that there's two of, if you like, this split up definitely has caused a lot of controversy, to say the least. But you know, we're really just there just to play the music, you know. And yeah, it's funny, because about 2 weeks before I did the tour with Jeff, I was doing a show with Dio Disciples. We were on this Monsters of Rock cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And we played Dio Disciples, and Queensryche was on the boat as well. And I went over to say hi to them and stuff like that. And they were all real cool about things. And there was no problem. You know, they kind of wasn't... There was no animosity that I could see. And I sat down and talked with Scott Rockenfield for a bit, and you know, explained, you know, no offense here, I'm just doing the gig, you know. Mm. That kind of, so that all went well, which was quite nice, you know, no animosity and stuff. But I guess the legal wranglings of it all will all be sorted out in November. So things will become a bit clearer, I hope.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you come to join the band then?
Well, it was originally they'd started up with Bobby Blotzer from the band Rat, and I guess for one reason or another, which I'm not clear on, it wasn't working out. And then you know, Rudy I think suggested my name, and Jeff sent me an email. They called me and we talked about it and stuff, because you know, at times Queensryche's music can be a little bit complicated, you know, there are certain parts and stuff, and I just said, you know, I'll give it, you know, I'm pretty sure I can do it and stuff. So I, you know, rehearsed at home for a bit, and then we met up and we rehearsed in Seattle, and then off we went.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, I hope it keeps going well.
Yeah, so far so good, anyway.
Yeah, okay. So, as you mentioned, of course, as well, you were also in AC/DC during the 80s, and you made 3 classic albums with them. Can you tell me what your time was like in the band, and if you got any favourite moments from back then?
It was great. I mean, how could it not be? I mean, it didn't suck. No, it was good. I mean, it was first class all the way, and we were well taken care of, and touring for pretty much nearly the whole year, every year, if not every other year. It was great. There were some good times, and there were some, you know, slightly bad times as well. But, you know, it was remarkable. I'll never, you know, I can never thank them enough for the... you know, they picked up this snot-nosed little kid from Manchester and around the world, you know.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, I've nothing but thanks and admiration for him, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. So, back to... Dio again. I'm going to be presenting a special Holy Diver show on Bloodstock Radio, a tribute to Ronnie. Can you tell me the thoughts about the classic Holy Diver album, and what was special to you about it?
Oh, God, well, yeah, I think I heard some of it on, I think it was Tommy Vance's show, almost years back, and it just threw me to the wall. It was like, good God, what is this? You know, it was, you know, I mean, Heaven and Hell had come out, the Black Sabbath album, and that was pretty much changed a lot of things, changed the way we looked at heavy metal, I guess, a little bit, and actually quite a lot, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Holy Diver, I couldn't believe it. It's like song after song. Every song is killer, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a... blew my mind. What a brilliant album, you know, great sounding album, great playing, great songs, great lyric. Every single song to me was just blew me away. It's incredible. So was the next one, Last in Line as well. That was pretty good, and it was pretty strong with all the albums after that as well, you know.
Yeah. But can you choose a favourite from Holy Diver, or do you like them all the same?
They're all great, but I always liked that song, Invisible. I thought that was a great song, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's just got a great intro and great lyric at the beginning. You know, it's just... And the riff is a little bit different from the norm, too. You know, it's... yeah, great song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for your thoughts. And it'll be nice to play that back on the show. So have you got a message you'd like to leave for the people who are going to be listening to you?
Oh, just keep an eye on what I'm doing, if you don't mind. And, keep an eye out for Queensryche and the Old Disciples. They've got a lot of touring. Hopefully, before the end of the year, we'll be in Europe again, and it'd be great to see you all come out and support Queensryche with the Old Disciples and rock on.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you ever so much for your time, Simon.
Thank you, Alison.
And good luck with everything. Okay.
Nice talking with you.
You too. Thanks a lot, then.
No worries. See you.